Hello and welcome back to the podcast. So today I wanted to share five things that I wish I knew when I was learning or starting programming. And the very first thing is that data structures and algorithms. In college, I was fascinated by the web development part of it, so I never focused on data structures and algorithm. But later on in my career, I realized that that was a mistake. And you can learn about web development anytime you want. But if you focus on data structure and algorithm in your college and whenever you're starting to learn programming, I mean, that is going to help you big time. What data structures do is build the foundation. So you start thinking in a way that helps you to logically solve a problem and build up a algorithm very fast. And they build the foundation for you. So once you are, once you start learning algorithms, you form that kind of foundation, a thinking pattern, that whenever a problem is given to you, your mind automatically thinks in a way that is, you know, the fastest and efficient way to solve that problem. And this is very, very useful whenever it comes to building applications, debugging application, developing something. So I would really request you to focus on data structures and algorithm if you're in college. And if you're not in college, I think by this time you might have realized it already. And that is one reason that why the big companies like Google, Facebook, Netflix ask and emphasize more on data structures and algorithm, because they know that this is the basic foundation of computer science. And you should start focusing on that. And just to, you know, pump it up more, you can build small projects like sorting visualizer, shortage distance finder, recursive visualizer. So that there are a lot of projects that you can build to learn or to enhance your learning. And there are other websites as well, like LeetCode, HackerRank, CodeChef, CodeForces. There are a ton of websites out there which you can simply go and start solving problem. It is going to build your foundation. Great, moving on. So the second thing is not try to learn everything. This was the second mistake that I made. So when I was starting to code, I was like overwhelmed by the technologies around me. And then there are only 24 hours in a day, and it is your responsibility to make the best of them. But I was really poor at this. As I mentioned, I was into web development, and in web, every day a new technology was coming up. Like JavaScript frameworks was popping up every month, and I was like into it completely. So at one point, I was in a phase that I was doing PHP, data structures, JavaScript, frontend, CSS. I mean, there was a lot more technologies that I was focusing on instead of targeting just one and gaining the expertise in that one. So if you're starting out, I would say don't try to learn everything, because it is going to mess you up. Instead, start small, focus on one thing, and just be good at it. Like, I think it is good to know the breadth, but the focus should be one. You should choose one language. For example, if you're starting out, I would really recommend to start with C or C++ or Java, because that really builds up the foundation, and you get to learn a lot in the process. And just try to be a master of that. And once you have gained a certain level of expertise, then start exploring more stuff like web development. And this world is really huge, so you will have a lot of opportunities to learn later on. So don't worry about learning. Just focus on one thing and be the master of it. Third thing, all code is garbage. This is the fact. So every year when I look back my code, I say this is garbage. And every time I see my code, like whenever I visit my old code, I really feel like vomiting over it. It's so bad. I always feel that my code is garbage. And not just my code. Actually, I have seen code in industry by seniors. And everybody writes shitty code. There's nothing wrong about it. So don't emphasize on code a lot. So let me share you a personal experience. So when I started coding, I wrote shitty code and thought my code is the best. Just because it worked, I thought I know how to write code. But then I started working for big MNCs and I saw their code. It was well structured, followed best practices that I knew of at that time, and it looked clean from my perspective. So I thought to myself, what have I been doing so far? This is the way to write code. But when I started learning, and when I actually started exploring more and more, and I learned about design patterns and object-oriented programming and all those kind of things. And I started seeing shitty code everywhere. The code that I admired before was like a shitload of done now. So you like you got the gist, right? Like it's a really smelly crap. So the lesson to learn here, the main thing from my experience, is that all code is garbage and you will never find the most perfect code in this industry. So don't try to be that. Don't try to be the perfectionist. Some coders would be more talented than you and would definitely write better code than you, but it doesn't mean that that code is the best code. So just keep this in mind. And the best way to keep it in mind is all code is garbage. Cool. Fourth thing, focus on the projects and not on the technology. If you're going to focus on technology, then it's going to change every month, and then you will be like always chasing it. You will never be the master of it. So always focus on project and see which technology is best suited for your project, and then try to work on that. So that way you will do two things. You will build your thinking process in order to build a real world project that is going to serve real customers. The second thing is you will build your portfolio. If you have projects in your portfolio, then every company is going to admire that. Every company is looking for people who have projects in their portfolio and who have hands-on experience with coding and, you know, data structures, algorithm, everything. So if you have a lot of projects under your portfolio, then it's a really good thing. And I think it would give you a head start in terms of your career. Fifth thing, watch, read, and listen. If you doesn't like to read or listen or watch, then I think IT industry is not for you. Every day you have to read and learn something new in order to, you know, sharpen your skill. It is not an easy job. It seems like from the outside people see that, okay, that person is sitting inside an AC room and just doing things on computer and earning a lot of money. But it's not that. They are giving you money because you are earning, I think, at least 10 to 12 times more than what they pay you. So they are using your skills, and your skills is your bread and butter. So every day you have to sharpen those skills. You have to read, you have to write, you have to watch seminars and webinars and whatsoever you can put your hands on to. Never be afraid to learn. So as long as you're learning, you're going to lead the way. And once you stop learning, I mean, you will start falling. IT industry is that simple. Cool. So I think I have shared my five things that I really wish, you know, I knew from the start. But hey, the day starts when you wake up. So enjoy. So see you in the next podcast. Till then, bye-bye.